The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today right here on Forever Young. If by chance you have just come across our show, whether it be on the traditional radio dial, Sirius XM, or any of our podcast platforms, welcome. We are grateful to have you here with us. Our mission on the show has always been the same for well over two decades, and that is to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Angela Stangler, and if you would like to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. There you can listen to past shows, read some really good articles, and make sure you visit our radio page to get more information on what we will be covering today.
We have a great show planned. We were talking to our engineer Cameron before the show started, just on aging and maybe ways people are prematurely aging. And we're going to really take a look at that and give some practical tips, some information. I think a lot of people look at the aging process as something that's negative, but maturity, wisdom, your grandchildren, watching your children flourish, there are some good benefits that come out of it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's very interesting because what I see as we get older, we do seem to pay more attention to our health. And so when I say older, I don't really think there's one age. You know, I think that comes with wisdom for sure. So when a person's illness or symptoms really start to affect their daily life, then they want to seek help. I mean, obviously, it's best to seek help right away, but because we're really busy and it's so easy to go to the drugstore and get some over-the-counter medications to ease certain conditions like constipation, insomnia, arthritis, all of those. As soon as we're not able to control those symptoms with those drugs, we finally seek help. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times, Kelly, it probably happens every single day that I will ask someone, how long have you had joint pain or headaches or fatigue, you know, or whatever else we can associate aging and illness with, or sleeping. And they will say, as long as I can remember. And I think, oh my goodness, we've got to step back, you know, maybe 15 years and try to help someone relieve their symptoms and optimize their health. So it really does take some good communication with your doctor, trial and error. And, you know, a lot of those diseases that are associated with aging, we may have experienced earlier in life, but at a lesser degree, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And thank you for explaining that, Dr. Ange, because you see it in the clinic. That's the whole thing. When you're asking these questions, when you're getting to know your patients, you're a detective. That's the number one thing you do. You want to know family history. How long have you been experiencing this? How do you feel when you eat this way? How do you not feel if you don't eat that way? But again, that's one of the things. I think when we were younger, we were more focused on our waistline, our skin, little things like that. But again, you have those things that come into play as we age, joint issues, you know, the digestive problems. Those things seem to be surfacing a lot during aging as well. Are you seeing that?
Oh, yeah. I see everything kind of exacerbate in aging. And, you know, what you said at the beginning of the show, you know, watching your grandchildren, your nephews, your nieces grow up, wanting to travel more. You know, as we get older, we have these wonderful opportunities to do that. And now all of a sudden, if your health is preventing you from enjoying those things, that's when you think, uh-oh, I really need to maybe go to the doctor and figure out what's going on. But when we're younger, we just kind of maybe throw those under the rug, which isn't really the best idea. But I really like what you said at the beginning of the show, for sure.
We're going to talk about some studies, what we need to really focus on if we're hoping to make those changes. Because what I see a lot, Dr. Ange, in the real world is people who've worked their entire lives and then retire. And then when they retire, they either aren't exercising, they're traveling more, but then they start to get these illnesses set up in the background. And again, we want to try to stop that from happening as much as we can, because as people have worked so hard and raised their families, they really do deserve that time to have enjoyable relaxation and not carrying over all these different illnesses that are really, you know, sending them on a path of destruction. So I know that we'll be able to clear some of the misconceptions today, Dr. Ange. When we come back, you're going to share with us really what is normal aging? What should we look for? What can we expect? And then what are some signs and symptoms that we might want to make sure that we're seeing our doctor or a naturopathic MD or getting blood work done more than once a year? I think for me, Dr. Ange, it makes me nervous, especially as I've been aging, to only rely on once a year getting checked out. Do you think people should, you know, really have a better relationship with their MDs or their naturopathic MDs other than just one time a year?
Well, it's an interesting question. I really find that the limiting factor in getting health screenings is that someone doesn't trust their doctor or they don't like their doctor. So the first key is to finding someone that you can work with and that you're comfortable with. And I have some patients that are really want to monitor things every 3 months, others every 6 months, others every year. I give them my opinion, my professional opinion, depending upon what their situation is. But if they want to do more, I'm totally for that. You know, whatever makes them comfortable. Yeah. Either way, I support them for sure.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be right back after the break. In the meantime, go and check us out at americasnaturaldoctor.com.
At the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine, our mission is to serve our patients to the best of our ability each and every day. This is why, for your convenience and peace of mind, we are now virtually coming to you from the comfort of your own home in the form of telephone consultations. America's natural doctor, Mark Stengler, and the highly trained holistic doctor he works with will help you to take control and be proactive in managing your health, and will also help you to uncover those root causes of your symptoms with state-of-the-art lab testing, so you can get the clearest possible picture of your current health and then some recommended natural and integrated targeted treatment and preventative modalities so you can achieve your long-term health goals. Scheduling an appointment is easy. Simply call us at 855-DOC-MARK to arrange a telephone consultation. Mention the code FOREVERYOUNG to get a special listener's discount. To learn more, please visit markstengler.com. That's markstengler.com. Or call today 1-855-DOC-MARK. That's 1-855-DOC M-A-R-K.
Most of us could use more energy in our day, but caffeine can only do so much. At some point, we need to look at the root causes of our fatigue. It turns out the two main factors in low energy are chronic stress and a lack of nutrition. Organifi creates delicious superfood blends that address both these problems. They use adaptogenic herbs and mushrooms to help balance cortisol levels associated with stress, and they make it easier to add more nutrients into your day. Organifi's green juice is a great way to start your day with the essential superfoods that help reduce stress and reset your morning. It also contains vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and a clinical dose of ashwagandha, which is known to help support healthy cortisol levels, which aid in weight management. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to getgreenjuice.com. That's getgreenjuice.com. Use the code DRMARK, that's Dr. Mark, to save 20% off the entire site when visiting getgreenjuice.com. Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with Dr. Angela Stengler from the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine. Again, if you'd like to learn more, it's simple. You can go to americasnaturaldoctor.com and click on the clinic to be in contact. Dr. Ange, big show. Go ahead and just talk about what is considered normal aging. And I'm doing air quotes, if you can see me, Dr. Ange.
Okay, perfect. Normal aging. Well, I first have to tell you kind of a funny story. I had a patient the other day, like as you had kind of mentioned, the whole retirement thing, that's a big deal for people. Once they retire, they have a new program, a new schedule. They're used to doing things around the house. But as you said, they are ready to travel, or they're realizing that their health needs to be, you know, back on track. And I call it a breakup. You know, they're used to doing things all themselves, and all of a sudden they have to break up with that and allow someone to come in and help them around the house, allow someone to come in and do some laundry or clean up or do the yard work if they're suffering from things like osteoarthritis or fatigue or maybe dizziness. And so, you know, as we age, part of the normal aging is breaking up with things that you've done when you were younger and being okay with that. And it's really hard to do when you're used to doing these same things for your whole life. And then you realize that it may not be healthy for you to continue to get up on a ladder and, you know, trim the tree. You may need to hire someone else to do that because, you know, you risk falling, breaking a bone. As we get older, you know, we can be more frail. So it's an interesting, interesting point that you brought up that I wanted to share that story with.
I love that you shared that story, Dr. Ange, because again, their routine is changing, and how you coined it, the breakup, is just wonderfully put. I think everybody could put that in perspective. Often we see somebody and they could be the same age. You wonder what can cause these or be the key to things like premature aging. We've seen people from high school, maybe they look great, they look much different. Then you see somebody else, maybe their aging factor. What do you think some of those things are happening, Dr. Ange? Is that somebody you can relate to, that you may see somebody and wonder, goodness, why do they look, you know, 40 years old, but they're 60 years old?
Oh, yeah, there's quite a few patients I have that are in their 80s that I want to look like them now. They look amazing, you know, and it was right, funny. Right. I had a dermatologist ask me a couple of years ago. She said, how did you know about sunscreen like when I was younger? And, you know, it was just something I was always interested in. But it does make a difference. Things that you do younger when you're younger affects, you know, your life now. And research has shown that, yeah, there's a lot of steps that we can take to maintain our health as we get older, improving our diet, physical activity, like you mentioned, health screenings and managing risk factors for diseases. Many people are kind of, I want to say, quote unquote, afraid of some of these health screenings. So like I said, it's really important to find a doctor that you're comfortable with to say, yeah, you know, go get a bone density scan. It's not going to hurt you, but it will give us information as to the health and integrity of your bones. You know, really having that good,
right,
good communication and good relationship. But yeah, regular exercise, physical activity most definitely can reduce our risk of developing some diseases. Balancing exercises to help prevent falls, which is a big cause of disability in adults. I have some patients that have a hard time walking and, you know, they'll kind of stumble. Strength exercises to build muscle, reduce the risk of osteoporosis. Flexibility, stretching, that you need for movement, everyday activities. I can't tell you how many of, you know, my older patients say, boy, I wish I would have kept with some sort of exercise after I left college or even after I left high school. It really, really makes a really big difference. And, you know, people with arthritis, high blood pressure, diabetes, they can all benefit from regular exercise. And it sounds kind of silly, but, you know, you can be active in short spurts throughout the day, or you can set a specific time of day or time of week, you know, apart for the exercise. Just really need to get moving for sure.
Right. And I have found that if I stick to the same type of routine where, okay, every day at 5:30, I'm going to try to go get my exercise routine on. And then I keep doing it. You find a neighbor to do it with or a family member. You're holding yourself a little bit more accountable. That's kind of what has always kept me motivated, is to get that plan in place, because our schedules can change. Things can get chaotic. But so often people remove that exercise routine, like you mentioned, Dr. Ange, and very quickly a year goes by, 2 years go by. And if that's your case, you know, exercise at the level you're at now. If you aren't walking at all, or you're not walking around the neighborhood, or you're not getting out, or maybe you're limited in the amount of movements you can do, there's so many neat things now with the band work, right, Dr. Ange? You're seeing the band work, or even little YouTube you can find at home, stretching videos, things like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, scientists have known for a very long time that regular exercise helps lower resting heart rate, increases stroke volume, makes the heart a better pump, you know, in younger people. But what's so wonderful is evidence also now shows people who begin exercise training in later in life, for instance, their 60s or 70s, can also experience improved heart function. So there's never an excuse not to start. Now, I will say that with the issue of COVID, there are some, you know, individuals that are concerned about going to the gym or about, you know, doing exercise classes with people. But like you said, there are some amazing YouTube videos, Zoom classes. If you're uncomfortable going out, then, you know, there's other options for you as well. So all you want to do is, like you said, make sure that you're moving every single day. And endurance right. exercises that increase breathing and heart rate definitely can increase your stamina and improve the health of your lungs, circulatory system, your heart. So yeah, there's really no excuse, even in this day of age with some restrictions, because like you said, there's plenty of videos that are offered out there.
Let's talk about something that kind of gets in the way, even though we're trying to do everything right. And we've heard a lot about it over the last couple of years, and that is free radicals. How does free radical or free radical damage fit into the bucket of kind of what causes premature aging?
Well, boy, there is so much more that we can talk about as far as free radicals. But before, I just wanted to say one thing, Kelly, if that's okay. About weight and things, because I do have patients that are really, you know, they want to be really thin, you know, as they get older, and they're really concerned because they've got some more weight on them. One thing that I want people to be aware of, thin as an older adult can definitely be an issue with, you know, fragility, you know, being frail. So the normal weight pattern for you, it was going to be different than for someone else. So we do know overweight, obesity, those are people at greater risk for type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, strokes, sleep apnea, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, being too thin can be a concern. And so people just need to understand that if, you know, you've got elderly grandparents or great grandparents that are too thin, make sure that they're getting the nutrients they need. And, you know, if they need help with a walker or something, it's really important because you don't want them falling and, you know, breaking a bone. I always want to kind of bring that up because I get concerned when people want to be super duper duper skinny when they're older. And I'm like, I don't know right. if that's such a good idea, you know?
No. Right. Because those just muscles protect the bone. Yeah, the muscles protect the bone, right? I mean, I read a piece of research like 20 years ago, and it's like when most people fall, they're not falling and breaking a bone because their bone is brittle. They have sarcopenia, maybe muscle atrophy because of that thinness. And then that's what's kind of leading. There's no more cushion to it. But what I find interesting too, Dr. Ange, and I'm sure we'll talk about it when we come back from the break, is as we age as well, our body kind of accepts protein a little bit differently. We want to make sure they're eating right, but we also need to make sure they're getting the right amounts and all that good stuff. So, boy, Dr. Ange, it is interesting what you get to do every day, figuring these things out, seeing patients from all different ages and all different walks of life, as I explained, whether it be retirement, even a young family trying to navigate through some certain situations, autoimmune conditions, thyroid conditions. Before we go to the break, Dr. Ange, I wanted to give you a pat on the back, because although you've been a wonderful naturopathic MD for many, many years, you actually took yourself back to school, I believe, in 2020 and got an additional degree. So wonderful job on that, Dr. Ann.
Well, you know, I think as people in general, we're so interested in the new research, and there is more and more out there as far as health and living, and no diet is the same for everybody. And it's really important for me to do what's best for my patients. So I do spend quite a bit of time getting to know them and getting to know their history. And so that's why it does concern me when people have this ideal that they need to weigh a certain amount or exercise a certain way or eat a certain way, because that might be what their famous social media star is doing, but that doesn't mean that's what's good for them.
Yeah.
And it's kind of frustrating. It worries me at times, but definitely want to talk about, like you said, antioxidants to help with free radical damage. And that goes back to healthy eating and digestion. And, you know, that whole full circle there with helping with not aging, you know, quicker. But I know we have to go to the break, but definitely we need to talk about that for sure.
Yep, we'll pick up on it right when we come back from the break. In the meantime, feel free, if you're lost along the way, to visit americasnaturaldoctor.com.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Sprite Gum is part of the Sprite Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Sprite toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Sprite gum and mince right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, we're having a wonderful conversation with Dr. Angela Stengler. She's a naturopathic MD, talking about what she's seeing at the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine and in research, just about the positioning of why certain people are dealing with premature aging or some of the factors that can attribute to that. But one of the things that we'd really like to shed some light on is antioxidants, Dr. Ange, and the value of those antioxidants, especially when we're talking about our diet, our nutritional needs, and things like that. So I'm going to go ahead and give you the mic, Dr. Ange. Take us to class.
Take us to class. I don't know if you really want me to do that. It could be hours. Yeah, there is a lot of research. Yeah, right. There is a lot of research on the relationship between physical problems, not just as we age, but, you know, our entire life, but including aging as well, and micronutrient or vitamin deficiency, right? So you've got these healthy eaters, right? Those are the people that have the highest intake of high fiber foods, low fat dairy, fruit, whole grains, beans, vegetables, low intakes of red and processed meat, low intake of fast food, low intake of soda. And then you have, you know, kind of what we call the meat and potato people, right? And those people right. have a greater increase in, you know, BMI, and they're more of the white bread pattern, right? So it's so interesting is the low concentrations of these micronutrients or vitamins in the blood are, I mean, they're caused by poor nutrition. Now, before someone emails, yes, it can also be caused by issues with the digestive system. But in general, we're kind of talking about diet right here, which our digestive system is very important to absorbing those minerals. So if you do have issues with digestion, yes, we need to heal the gut first. Totally get that. But if you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables, it can lead to low carotenoid concentration, right? That can be associated with a higher risk of skeletal muscle decline among older adults. Lower concentrations of vitamin E in older adults is correlated with a decline in physical function. Lower vitamin D levels have poor results on physical performance tests. Low vitamin D concentration more likely to experience back pain. I mean, you just kind of look at this and go, dang, it really does make a difference what I eat, which is really hard to tell a 15-year-old when they're sitting in your office with their 45-year-old parent who's trying to explain to their 15-year-old, you don't want to end up like me, you know, saying, meaning I've got poor digestion, I am depleted in my nutrients, I'm tired. And the 15-year-old or 16-year-old just got their license and is eating fast food every day. Hey, I get it. That is fun to do. But you got to step back and look at the forest through the trees there. And we need to be really good examples to our young people is basically what I'm saying.
I hear you. And then trying to find that balance, it's almost like their socialization is surrounded around that, especially when they start getting their licenses and, you know, which is an exciting time. But again, Dr. Ange, I see that more and more families are bringing in meal prep or doing different things like that to try to help their kids get back on track. But we don't live in a glass tower on this show, Dr. Ange. I'm not somebody who really likes sweets, but I could do some damage to some different European cheeses. And that's something we need to watch out for as well, right? So what we're putting in our body most of the time and making sure we're finding that 80-20 balance.
Oh, yeah. So the nutrients you get from eating are going to help keep your muscles, bones, organs, other parts of your body really strong throughout life. And, you know, no, I, you know, all my kids are adults, but even now, boy, food is what that's their social thing is, yeah, is food, going out to eat. And I'm the same way. You know, let's go out and let's have a meal. And we always, you know, eat more when we go out. Luckily, there's these really good, you know, meal plan things that can come to your house and help with portion control. They can be a little bit expensive, but, you know, yeah, luckily there's other options online to help with meal prepping. But yeah, we really do need to kind of sit back and, as we get older, realize that everything we put in our body, I mean, you can suffer. Like you said, you love your cheese, which is fine. But then if you eat it and you feel sick for 3 days, was that piece of cheese really worth it?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I'm just like, why did I eat all that? But again, that's just a finding balance. And you see a lot of people at the clinic dealing with hormonal imbalances. Is there any correlation there when we're talking about maybe premature aging or advanced aging? We are seeing men have lower testosterone levels now, late 30s, early 40s. Women are starting to dip a little bit in estrogen, again, around that same age. Is that something that you're seeing could potentially cause an issue with the other hormones when a few are out of whack?
Oh, yeah. I mean, all these hormones work together, number one. Number two, if you're not sleeping well, it's going to affect these hormones. Number three, if your hormones are out of balance, you're not sleeping well. It's like this circle. So, yeah, it's really important. Yeah. We do saliva testing, blood testing, and the standard good old-fashioned history taking to, you know, really discover what's going on with this person. And like we talked about before, having the patience to, you know, it might take a while to, you know, lose your weight and have, you know, better joint function, lower your blood pressure. Because if it took 20 years to get there, it's not going to take 2 days, you know, to be healed, type of thing. But yeah, great. I think it's really important to measure those hormones, either saliva or blood. And if you need extra DHEA, then obviously taking it is very helpful, but I always do saliva or blood tests before. And if your cortisol's, you know, too high or too low, it's really important to manage that with stress reduction, blood sugar regulation, and we've got some really good herbs that we use to help manage, you know, urinal function. But also, you know, stress reduction is a big one, and sleep, really huge too.
I know. I mean, we're hearing so much in the news about immune function and why we need to keep our immune support up. But boy, stress over the years and compilement and different stressors. People might have feel stress about their job, their finances, maybe, you know, their kids and different things like that. Or just hoping that, you know, maybe they can get back on track if they're not healthy. All these things can just compile. What are you seeing, though, Dr. Ange, when people are dealing with prolonged periods of maybe intense stress? Can they be more susceptible to not only advanced aging, but maybe picking up some of those chronic diseases or even things like adrenal fatigue?
You know, it is a serious issue, because you look at stress in the, you know, more elderly population, and stress can be caused by loneliness, especially if their spouse has passed away and now they're living in like a community center. And if someone is not super social and they're kind of used to their group, all of a sudden then they're in a new environment. And so, stress, loneliness, affecting your immune system in that way. And obviously that turns right into not wanting to go out and, you know, eating enough. They might not be eating enough now. They're not exercising enough. And so you definitely have this increased risk of disease. And so it's really important I really love those types of volunteer opportunities where people can go and visit the elderly in these homes, because they really do need that social interaction. And it's really tough to hear how lonely they are, and that causes a lot of stress for them. And so I 100% agree with you. It's something that we don't take seriously enough in the elderly.
Yeah, and I think with what we've been dealing with, people have cut back a lot on the social obligations and the activities. You even had to deal with it with the kids. I mean, a lot of their sports were shut down, their schools were shut down. my little niece Addison, she was a kindergartner and just not understanding, you know. So essentially, I think as a family of different generations, stress is something that can really just get a hold of you. And one, it kind of changes your outlook if it's something you've dealt with chronically for some time. But the number one thing that I see it play a role, even in my life, Dr. Andrew, there's been times where maybe a very stressful situation has happened. My sleep pattern is off. And I think when we're sleeping, Dr. Ange, correct me if I'm wrong, that's when the body starts to recharge. It starts to go in and be like, okay, let me kind of make sure you're good on here with this network and here and do a reset. But if we're not getting that sleep, how does that reset happen? So is that something you see, Dr. Ange, that people are coming in more stressed, they're not sleeping well?
You know, it's always been something. It's always been an issue, you know, the sleep disturbances in people. But it definitely has been exacerbated, I've seen. And yeah, I mean, the American Academy of Sleep Medicine definitely recommends, you know, a good 7 hours of sleep at least, which is, you know, if you get less than that, you're that's insufficient. And yeah, a lot of people are waking up in the middle of the nights. People, I've got a lot of patients that have had multiple ER visits with panic attacks, waking up, not being able to breathe. And it's not because of COVID. It's because they've been stressed out and they're not sleeping. So sleep is really, really important. Getting into a routine, making sure that your windows are, you know, are closed. So it's, you know, having allergies at night. Maybe you need an air filter, putting a mask on your eyes. And like you talked about, hormones is a big one. Balancing those hormones out is really important, especially menopause time, having trouble with sleep. And, you know, what you do a couple hours before you go to bed. Are you eating a big meal? Are you working at a really stressful job? And then you come home and you're just wired to no end. So, yes, sleep is a really, really important factor in our health.
Great point, Dr. Angela. When we come back from the break, we're going to give some suggestions and practical tips on some of your favorite formulas you like to recommend at the clinic and some helpful, you know, herbs and different things like that when we're talking about managing the effects of maybe hormonal issues, too much stress, that lack of sleep, and supporting the body with proper antioxidants. Stick with us.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Again, welcome back, listeners. Grateful you join us each and every week right here on Forever Young, featuring America's Natural Doctor. Again, if you get lost along the way, we've built you a wonderful website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. There's articles, gosh, I think 8 pages of them, including the big article on quercetin. So make sure you go and check that out. When we're looking at sleep, Dr. Ange, and I will tell you there was a study done out of UCLA that researchers discovered that just a single night of insufficient sleep can make an older adult cells age quicker. See out there, Dr. Ange, if somebody comes in and they're just not able to rest, they're not getting that REM sleep, what are some of the recommendations you like to offer to them at the Stanglish Center for Integrative Medicine?
Yeah, there's a couple of things we do. I mean, first, we do talk about history, you know, kind of what their routine is at night. Do they have long work hours like we talked about? Are you just staying up too late? You know, do you have little kids that are waking you up? Do you have pets that are waking you up? I mean, there's all these little things that you first want to eliminate, yeah, right, to make sure that those aren't the cause. And, you know, is your stomach hurting? Are you getting up to go to the bathroom? Maybe someone's got interstitial cystitis, or if it's a man, maybe he's got prostate issues. I mean, you really have to, before you say, here, go take this medicine for sleep, you got to figure out if there's a reason that they're getting up in the middle right. of the night, because then right. you just look like a fool. You're like, great, you're taking this you're taking this supplement, but you know, my grandchild is screaming every 2 hours, so I can't yeah. help with that. I always ask people, you know, like, if you're on a vacation, two of my best girlfriends dragged me on a vacation this weekend for my birthday. And I had the best night's sleep in the hotel because there was no dishes, no laundry, no phone calls, no computer. Right. And, you know, I don't need a supplement. I need to just focus. With that being said, yeah, there's a couple different things we use for sleep, depending upon the issue. Some of those college students really like to use the CBD products. And there's some good ones that we have at our clinic that are really safe and you know, well researched. Also, some people just take melatonin by itself. Some people don't like melatonin by itself. It's regulated by the night and day cycle. It's very helpful for people that have trouble falling asleep. I like our sleep wellness product because it has a little bit of melatonin, but it also has an amino acid that's found in green tea, which has a real calming effect. The L-theanine, it also has lemon balm, passion flower. It's a really mild formula. I have everybody from college students to, you know, older generations using this product. It's you know, really helpful after we figure out, you know, what the other triggers are that can affect their sleep. Some people need white noise. There's so many things that can be done for sleep. Some people just like to use, we have a magnesium product that we also use to help with the calming effect of sleep. So there's definitely options. We just have to figure out which one works for you. And there's something that we call the cold wet sock treatment. It's hydrotherapy, where you alternate hot and cold socks. Sounds really strange, on your feet, and you cover them with these wool socks, and your body just tries to heat up those cold socks. And, you know, people are really relaxed by it. It's like, you know, taking a hot bath before bed. But as far as supplement wise, you know, there's a lot of options, which is nice.
Yeah. And I've also used the sleep wellness, and I generally do it 30 minutes before bed. Dr. Ange, what do you like to recommend to your patients?
Yeah, start with one and then they can go up with two, about 30 to 60 minutes before bed. Absolutely. But I always like to tell them, don't use it as a crutch. You know what I mean? Definitely use it after you've also have a good routine before you go to bed.
I keep giggling, Dr. Ange, because when people say, well, I have a newborn at home, there's not much sleep formulas that are going to help you with that. So thank you for sharing that as well, Dr. Ange. But I want to go back to the free radical section and talk about the value of antioxidants. So much we hear about glutathione, Dr. Ange. What do you know about glutathione?
Oh, yes. Yeah, such a super antioxidant. It's also very pivotal for our detoxification pathways. It's been shown to not only protect the DNA from damage, but to help the DNA repair itself. Pretty phenomenal antioxidant. Our body does manufacture it from certain amino acids like glutamate, cysteine, and glycine. So food sources of those amino acids like chicken, chickpeas, lentils, going back to diet here, really important. We also receive direct glutathione from foods such as fruits like apples, avocados, oranges, peaches, watermelon, and vegetables like acorn squash, broccoli, raw carrots, and spinach. Fish, nuts, poultry, also really important sources of glutathione. It's estimated that we need about 300 milligrams of glutathione a day to protect against environmental toxins, a glutathione-deficient diet, aging, stress. Most Americans consume about half that, which is unfortunate. So always best thing to do is to consume more of these foods in your diet. But if you're exposed to more toxins, have, you know, ongoing levels of high stress, chronic disease, definitely should consider supplementing that glutathione. The type that we actually use has been studied and well absorbed in the red blood cells. So that's always nice to make sure you're using a product that is absorbed well.
Yeah, absolutely. And so well researched. I believe, you know, there was a couple of, for that particular one, proven in randomized double-blind human clinical studies. And that's pretty neat, Dr. Ange, because that just gives people an additional level of confidence. And then a lot of things we hear, Dr. Ange, during aging, and again, we're not totally scripted, so I'm sorry if I'm just dropping this on you, but collagen. People want to know all about collagen. Maybe their hair is getting thinner. Maybe their cells are diminishing, or even their face isn't as supple, or even collagen for joints. What do you say, Dr. Ange? I know you have a product, Collagen Hair, Skin, and Nails, but it has different types of collagen in it.
Yeah, it has the collagen type 1 and 3. Specific for the hair, skin, and nails, so that's really nice. B vitamins, zinc, copper, biotin. It's a really well-rounded product, and people really do respond well to it. And in addition to that, again, we look at someone's digestion, make sure they're able to absorb the supplements that they're taking and absorb the foods that they're eating. The worst thing is to take supplements when you're not able to absorb them. That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, the one that we use also has the Opti MSM in it. So all the ingredients are there for a purpose. So it's a really nicely formed product for sure.
And it's always a pleasure, Dr. Ange, when you join me in it. We always do something a little bit special. So we put this anti-aging bundle together. You can learn more. There's a picture of it right on the home screen of americasnaturaldoctor.com. It includes the Sleep Wellness, the Glutathione Plus, and the Collagen Hair, Skin, and Nails. You can get 15% off those three products just by using the code AGING, A-G-I-N-G. AGING is the code. And again, you can get 15% off the Collagen Hair, Skin, and Nails, the Glutathione Plus, and the Sleep Wellness. So go ahead and check those out. You can go to the store, drstangler.com. That's drstangler.com. Or again, link directly on the homepage of americasnaturaldoctor.com. Dr. Ange, always such a pleasure to have you join me. Any parting words of motivation you'd like to leave with our audience today?
Oh, goodness. Parting words of motivation. I probably need some for myself at this point, right?
Well, you motivated me, so I'm grateful.
You know, I think I would just say what's really important is the finding a few people that are your people, you know, that can relate to you and that you trust and that you can get out and exercise with help keep you on top of things with your diet and your exercise and taking your supplements and sleeping. And, you know, any of these bad habits that you have, like say you're someone that, you know, like you mentioned, you know, drinks coffee every night, you know, 1 hour before bed, have someone help you be accountable for that. And you know, everyone's struggling with something. If they say they're perfect, they're lying, and that's their
right.
Struggle. So, you know, we all have our issues, and we all have ways to improve our lifestyle for sure. And it's always good to have at least a couple people that know who you really are. And I really encourage people to, you know, have a good relationship with their doctor. And if they're not happy with, you know, who they have, you know, shop around, because you are paying for that. And it's important that you can communicate with your doctor and have some honest conversations about your concerns.
Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Ange. I know how busy you are. I know you got to get to the clinic. You got to help those patients. But again, always fun to talk to you. I look forward to you coming on when you have more time, but appreciate the education that you not only gave to me, but to our audience. I hope you have a great day, Dr. Ange.
Thanks, Kelly. We'll talk soon.
All right, great. Again, listeners, you can learn more about us at americasnaturaldoctor.com. You can go to the homepage and learn more on the products. You can save 15% off when visiting drstangler.com. But spend some time. If you need more education, we have wonderful articles, wonderful podcasts. Make sure you pick those up at your leisure. And when you have time, share this information with your friends and family. That's the best part, because everybody could be on the same field on understanding what's out there when it comes to your health. Have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.